Thank you, Preacher Job, and a very good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
谢谢杨传道，弟兄姐妹们，大家早安。
May I invite you to turn your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 1.
让我们一起打开圣经哥罗西书第一章。
In verse 18 of Colossians chapter 1, the Bible tells us, or say this, that in all things, He, meaning the Lord Jesus, might have the preeminence.
在哥罗西书第一章18节告诉我们, 耶稣基督在凡事上可以居首位。
And so I entitled my message this morning, Christ is first.
所以今天早上我的讲题是基督是第一。
The epistle to the Colossian church,
这个到哥罗西教会的书信,
it's written by the Apostle Paul, who had never visited this city.
是保罗他所从未探访过这个城市的所写的。
If you have been to Turkey, you will see that there are the seven churches' locations.
只要你到土耳其的话, 你会看到七间教会的这个所在地。
And Colossians is south of Laodicea.
而这个哥罗西是在老底嘉教会的南部。
It is not one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
它不在这个启示录所提到的七间教会里面。
But it is also an important city.
但是也是一个重要的城市。
So let us first of all look at the city of Colossae.
所以我们一起来看这个哥罗西城市。
Colossae is located south of Laodicea, but 125 miles southeast of Ephesus.
哥罗西是在这个老底嘉教会的南部, 是在以弗所西南方的125英里处。
It was a rich area both in mineral wealth and merchandising.
它是一个矿产丰富和商业发达的所在地。
Its population consisted of Jews as well as Gentiles.
居民包括犹太人和外邦人。
Now we look briefly at the church in Colossae.
现在我们很简单的来看这个教会。
As I mentioned earlier, Paul had never visited this city.
我刚才所讲的，保罗没有探访这个城市。
So how was a church? How was this church formed then?
那么这个教会是怎么建立的呢？
Well, we see that the gospel was first brought to Colossae by Epaphras.
而这个福音是首先由这个以巴弗传到那边。
And the work of Epaphras resulted in the formation of the Colossian church.
所以哥罗西教会是由这个以巴弗所建立。You
can see that actually in verse 7.
我们可以在第七节里面看到。
In fact, from verse 5, I would like to read to you as you follow me in the Bible. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before, in the word of the truth of the gospel. Verse 6, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Who and where they hear the gospel from? Verse 7. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ.
让我来读这个哥罗西书第一章第五到第七节，是为给那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天下之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间。自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样，正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事。So
through the instrumentality of Epaphras, a church was formed in the city of Colossae.
因着借着以巴弗这个所传的福音，所以这个哥罗西教会就此建立了。But
not long, the church faces a crisis.
但是不久之后呢，这个教会面对危机。
And it is a doctrinal crisis.
而是在教义上的危机。
At this time, the Apostle Paul was a prisoner in Rome.
那个时候呢，保罗是被囚在禁在罗马。
And Epaphras had come to confer with him concerning a new teaching that was undermining the gospel.
而这个以巴弗去找保罗讨论关于正在慢慢损坏福音的这个新的教义。
This heresy is generally called Gnosticism.
而这个异端呢，邪说呢，通常是称为这个诺斯底教。
Without going into detail, Gnosticism seems to be a doctrine that is a strange blending of Christian truth, Jewish legalism, Greek philosophy, and Eastern mysticism.
我们要很简单的来说呢，这个教义是由这个基督教的真理、犹太教的法规、希腊的哲学和东方的神话的各样的这个合并。
And these heretics taught that all matter was evil, including our physical bodies.
这个异端呢，教导是说每一样东西都是邪恶的，包括我们的身体在内。
And this is in essence the danger to the church.
所以在基本上这个对教会是一个危害。
Because the most dangerous aspect of this heresy was its depreciation of the person of Jesus Christ.
而这个对基督主的这个教导的危害性就是对基督的人的身份的贬低。
If it is true that the body is evil,
是的，我们这个身体是邪恶的。
Wouldn't that affect the incarnation of Christ?
但是这个不影响到耶稣基督道成肉身。
Because the Son of God came in the form of human flesh and dwelt amongst us.
而耶稣基督来到世上是以这个人的这个身体来到世上，并且呢住在人当中。
And would it not also affect the resurrection of the physical body?
而这也不会影响到这个耶稣基督的这个复活的身体。
So this doctrinal error must be dealt with.
而这个在教义上的这个错误呢，必须要来解决。
So the purpose Paul wrote Colossians was to defend the preeminence of Christ.
而保罗写信给哥罗西教会呢，就是为了要辩护耶稣基督他的这个首位的地位。
The word preeminence means having paramount rank, dignity, or importance supreme.
而这个首位呢，就是至高无上的地位，尊贵和重要。
So we can say the supremacy of Christ over all things.
所以我们可以说耶稣基督的是超越一切的。
And Paul's theme in chapter 3 verse 11 is that Christ is all and in all.
所以保罗就在第三章十一节那里说，基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Let me just give you a quick outline on the book of Colossians.
让我来给你这个一个很简单的这个大纲，在关于这个哥罗西教。
Based on the theme, the preeminence of Christ.
根据耶稣基督至高无上的地位。
Chapter one. In chapter one, we have Christ's preeminence declared.
在第一章里面声明耶稣基督的至高无上地位。
And as I mentioned earlier in verse 18, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
正如我在一章十八节那里说，他可以在凡事上居首位。
In chapter 2, we have Christ's preeminence defended.
第二章我们看见耶稣那里是讲到阐明基督的首位。
And in chapters 3 and 4, we have Christ's preeminence displayed.
第三章和第四章我们看到那是显明基督的首位。
So do read through these four chapters and see whether you can identify this outline.
所以我们可以看这四章的这个经文是否能够认同这三个大纲。
We want to move on to consider in chapter 1, Christ's preeminence in the cross.
我们要继续来看基督在十字架上的首位。
The false teachers had a message, but their message had no power to it.
这个假教师他们有这些信息，但他们的信息是没有这个权利的。
In these verses 13 and 14, Paul reveals the effect the gospel of Christ had on the Colossians.
而在这个哥罗西书的这个经文里面，保罗重述基督的福音对哥罗西教会的影响。
Let me read verses 12, or let us read together verses 12 to 14.
让我们一起来看第十二节到第十四节。
Verses 12 to 14, let us read together. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
我们一起来读第十二节到十四节一章哥罗西书。又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So we see here how the Colossian Christians were saved.
我们看见哥罗西基督徒是如何被拯救。
Through Epaphras, they heard the word of the truth of the gospel, and a church was born.
而借着以巴弗，他们哥罗西听到这福音的真理，而教会也诞生了。
And I'd like to pause here for a little while.
我在这里停一段时间，一下子。
And ask all of us to reflect on how you came to hear the gospel.
让我们来反回想我们当初是如何来听到这个福音的。
Who brought the gospel to you?
谁把这个福音带给你呢？
How did you come to trust and believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
你是如何来信靠耶稣基督为个人救主的？
And moving on, how did the Lord bring you to New Life BP?
而也是想到主如何带领我们来到新生命堂。
I think many of you who have been here long will know the story of how New Life came about.
我相信我们当中有许多位都在这里很长的时间知道新生命堂是如何建立。
God in His amazing grace saved some individuals.
借着神奇异的恩典来拯救某些弟兄姐妹。
And He led them to be concerned about the gospel being brought to the north of Singapore.
那时候的一群弟兄姐妹想到关心到福音如何能够来传到北部。
They prayed, they trusted God. And they came to the north to start this work by God's grace.
他们借着神的恩典，他们祷告，他们开始来到北部，开始这间教会。
And thus, about 34 years ago, New Life BP was born.
大概在34年前，新生命堂建立了。
But these people were not just professors of faith. That means they say they are saved.We see that there are evidences of their salvation.
我们看到他们不单是嘴里称，他们得救，他们的生命也反映出他们的这个爱。
The Colossian believers demonstrated in their lives faith, hope, and love.
而我们看见哥罗西教会的基督徒，他们显出信心、希望和爱心。
You can see that in verse 4, since we heard of your faith.In Christ Jesus, and of the love you have to all the saints. Four.
我们看到第四节，因听你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
And again in verse 8, your love in the Spirit.
然后第八节那里说，你们的在圣灵所存的爱心。
How about you and I? Have we these evidences of our salvation?
那么你跟我是否在我们的得到这个救恩有这些证据在我们的生命里面呢？
Is there continuing hope, faith, hope and love in you?
是否在我们的生命里面继续有这个信心、这个盼望还有爱心呢？
Next, we want to look at Christ's preeminence in creation.
接下来我们看耶稣基督在创造的万物的首位。
Paul describes Christ's supremacy in creation in four ways.
保罗以四个方式来叙述耶稣基督在创造万物之上的首位。
Firstly, he mentioned that Christ is firstborn.
首先他提到耶稣基督是首生的。
Secondly, Christ is creator.
第二就是基督是创造者。
And number three, Christ is the goal of creation.
而第三点是基督是造物的这个目标。
And fourthly, Christ is the sustainer of all things.
而接下来是讲到万物呢是靠基督而立。
Let's look at verse 15.
我们来看第十五节。
Where Paul described Christ as the image of the invisible God.
保罗形容基督是那不能看见之神的像。
The Greek word for image expresses two ideas.
而希腊文在这个形象里面有两个方面的意思。
Firstly, likeness, and secondly, manifestation.
首先就是样式，第二就是彰显。
And I think Hebrews 1:3 brings out this idea.
而希伯来书第一章三节也带出这样的观念。
The New American Standard Bible gives us the Greek flavor of the original language.
新美国的这个标准版的圣经里面提出这样的一个观念。
It says that the writer of Hebrews expressed the same thought in this way. He, meaning Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature.
那么在这个中文的圣经里面是说他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相。
And that is what is meant by the KJV translation express image. Express image is equivalent to the exact representation of his nature.
而这个真相就是希伯来文的这个意思。 而保罗说耶稣基督是一切万物的首生的。
What does he mean by that?
那是什么意思呢?
Firstborn can mean first child or first in rank or honor.
首生的是可以说是长子或者是第一位。
And Jesus is the firstborn, meaning that he is the highest rank in all of creation.
他首生的意思就是说他在万物之上居首位。
We know that he wasn't the first, because in terms of first child, because Adam was created first.
我们知道这个亚当是被造。
And our Lord was not created, his Son of God who came in the form of human flesh.
我们知道我们的主不是被造他是降世成为这个人。
So he is the firstborn in the sense that he is the highest rank in all of creation.
这个首生呢就是说他在万物之上呢是居首位的。
So our text here is declaring Christ's supremacy over all creation because of a few things.
我们的这个文中的声明是他在万物上的是首位是因为
Because he is the creator of everything.
因为他是万物的创造者。
Verse 16 says, For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions,or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
在这个十六节那里说因为万有都是靠他造的无论是天上的地上的能看见的不能看见的或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的。
So he holds the highest rank as the creator of everything.
所以他在这一切的万物上是居首位。
He holds the highest rank because he is the goal of everything.
他是所以居首位，因为他是一切所造的这个目标。
Because all creation is moving towards him and for him.
因为所有的万物都是为他而立，而向他而去。
We have read the verse earlier, so I shall not repeat it.
我们刚才已经读到了这段经文。
And thirdly, he holds the highest rank because he is the sustainer of the universe.
基督是所以居首位，是因为他是宇宙万物的扶持者。
We go on to read that he is before all things, and in him all things consist, meaning whole or cohere together.
在十七节说，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Thirdly, we want to consider Christ's preeminence in the church.
第三方面就是我们要思想，就是基督在教会的首位。
In verse 18, Paul declares that he is the head of the body, the church.
保罗在十八节那里说他是教会全体之首。
And when we became believers, we became part of Christ's body.
当我们信主得救之后，我们就成为教会基督身教会的这个身体的一部分。
At the moment, a point where you and I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit baptizes into the body of Christ.
当我们在信靠接受耶稣基督为我们个人的救主的时候，圣灵将我们进入这个教会的基督的教会，就是他的身体。
And we see Paul teaching this in 1 Corinthians 12:13.
我们也看到他保罗在这个哥林多前书第十二章那里所教导的。
For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body.
我们都在基督里有这个一主一信一喜。
He is the head. What does word head means?
教会是元首，元首的意思是什么意思呢？
Head could mean he is the source, or it could mean he is the authority.
元首可以象征他的这个权源，也可以象征他是掌管一切之首。
And I think here it contains both ideas.
我相信在这里呢，包含了这两方面的意思。
Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church."
在马太福音第十六章十八节那里说，我会建立我的教会。
So he's the source for the start of the church.He is also the authority above his church.
基督是教会的建立者，也是教会的元首。
So we are to submit Christ to Christ's authority and rule by submitting to those he placed over us, what we would call his delegated authorities.
所以呢，我们要服从基督的掌管支配，并且他所差的这些掌管者。
Can you think of some of this delegated authority?
我们是否想到这些基督所派的这些掌管者呢？
Remember in Romans 13?
记得罗马书第十三章。
Paul says the powers that be are ordained by God.
保罗说这些掌权的都是由神所立的。
So government is one of the delegated authority God puts to rule the country.
所以政府呢是神其中一个，就是所支配的这个所允许的这个掌权者，我们要来服从。
Yeah, so as good citizens, we must obey the authorities. He said that already, I know.
我们称为这个好的公民，我们要服从这个政府掌权的。
Other delegated authorities are at your workplace, your bosses.Your supervisors, your managers, your CEO, COO, and don't know what else. There are a lot of CC now. Today I read another new one in the papers.
另外一方面就是在我们工作的场所，我们所有的这个上司、老板，不管是总裁还是经理，还是等个在我们以上的，我们要来服从。
These are God delegated authority over us.
这就是神所允许的这些掌权的在我们以上。
In the school, you have your principals, vice principals, teachers.
在学校有这个校长、副校长，还有主任。
And students are to submit to the authority God placed above them.
而学生必须要顺服在上掌权的。
In the home, the husband is the head of the wife.
而在一个家里面，丈夫或者父亲就是一家之主。
And children are to honor and obey their parents.
而孩子要顺从、孝顺父母。
And the same in the church, God delegates authority.
同样在教会，神也指派这些掌权的。
Depending on the denomination,
看在我们是哪一个宗派，
the governance of the church varies.
而不掌权的也不一样。
But there are delegated authority in every church of Jesus Christ.
在每个地方教会都有他的这个掌权的人。
So we submit to Christ's authority by our willingness to submit to His delegated authorities over us.
所以我们顺从这个元首基督，就是通过我们来顺从在我们以上掌权的。
Unlike Christ, delegated authorities are not perfect.
不像这个基督，因为在上掌权的总是有些不完全的地方。
And none of us.Here in the church, whether you're a member, you're a pastor, you're elder or a deacon, are you perfect?
不管我们是在掌权或者是在做会友，我们都是不完全的。
And that is why we are not the heads of the church.
这就是所以我们不是教会的元首。
Christ is the head.
教会才是基督才是教会的元首。
And the rest are his delegated authority.
接下来的才是他所指派的这些领袖。
And the delegated authorities are answerable and accountable to the head of the church, Jesus Christ.
而这些所指派的这些领袖都要来向元首基督服从交账。
And God watches over His church.
而神呢看顾他的教会。
This is not theory only. Theory.
这不是理论而已。
This is realities, spiritual, scriptural reality.
这是一个很事实，一个属灵，一个很真实的事实。
And it is stated clearly here.
这很清楚的在这里指明。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
他是教会全体之首，是原始，是死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So who is first in the church?
谁是在教会里面的首位呢？
Not you, the members.
不是会友。
Not the deacons of the session.
也不是长执团的领袖。
Not the pastors or the elders.
也不是牧师。
The one who should be first is Christ.
那位首位的应该是基督。
And I think if you and I have this sink into our heart and our mind, our worship and the way we conduct our church will be different.
当我们有这样的观念深入在我们心里面的时候，我们怎么样来在教会里面服事就有很大的改变。
Because then our interests and the things we do will not be self-centered or man-centered, but Christ-centered.
那么我们一切所做的就不是以自我为中心，或者是以人为中心，乃是以基督为中心。
And we will do and serve Him to please Him and not man.
我们会立志来讨神的喜，基督的喜欢，而不是人的喜欢。
So the reason for Christ's exalted position in the church is that He is the firstborn from the dead, signifying His sovereignty over death.
而耶稣基督在教会中的首位呢，是因为他是从死里首先复生的。
It is not saying that Jesus was the first person to be raised from the dead, for he was not.
这不是代表说耶稣基督是第一个从死里复活的人。
Remember, he himself raised Lazarus from the dead.
我们要记得他本身使到拉撒路复活。
So what does Paul mean by he's the firstborn from the dead?
而保罗在这里讲到死里首先复生的是什么意思呢？
He means that Jesus was the most important of all who have been raised from the dead, because without his resurrection, there would be no hope for mankind.
在保罗的意思是说，在复活的人当中，耶稣基督复生是最重要，因为没有耶稣基督的复活，人类没有指望。
So what if Lazarus came back to life?
那么,
so what?
那么拉撒路从死里复活又如何呢？
Did he not die again?
他难道不会再死了吗？
I believe he died again.
我相信他会再死。
Did not Jesus raise Jairus' daughter from the dead?
耶稣不是使雅鲁的女儿复活吗？
So what if all these people are raised from the dead? If Jesus is not raised from the dead, our faith is vain.
那么这些人从死里复活，假如耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话，我们的盼望就是虚空的。
So the concept here of firstborn from the dead means he was the most important of all who had been raised from the dead.
所以这个从死里首先复生的意思就是说耶稣基督的复活是最重要的。
So as we consider in our text this morning, the preeminence of Christ.
当我们来思想这段经文耶稣基督是元首的时候。
In the cross, in creation, and in the church.
在十字架，在这个创造神的创造，还有在教会里
，We need to ask ourselves what should the preeminence of Christ mean to us, to you personally.
我们要来思想耶稣基督居首位在我们的生命中有什么意义呢
？Paul says that in all things or in everything, he might have the preeminence.
保罗说，使他凡事上居首位。
All means all, isn't it?
凡事就是说每一件事
Just as Romans 3:23 declares, all have sinned.
如同罗马书3:23节说，全部的人都犯了罪。
Meaning there's no exception at all. Every person born into this world are born with a sinful nature.
全部就代表每一个生在这世上都是全部都是罪人。
So when Paul says in all things,Christ might have the preeminence. He means there's no exception in our life where he should not have the first place.
就是说，在耶稣基督是凡事上居首位，就是说，在我们的生命上没有一件事情他是应当来居首位的。
So everything or all things extends his firstness, which is his supremacy, to as wide a scope as it is conceivable and beyond.
凡事呢，就是说一切所能够想象和超过我们所想象的范围里面。
Which means, if I may make some brief application, Christ must have first place in our worship, in our love, in our devotion, our study, our work, our leisure, our relationships, our families, our marriages, our ministry or service.Our mission and the list goes on.
所以让我仔细的来说，基督必须在凡事上居首位的意思，就是说，在我们的崇拜上、爱情上、奉献上、学习上、工作上、休闲上、关系上、家庭上、婚姻上、教会上和宣教上等等。
And may you take this back and reflect on these aspects of your life. Is Christ really?Does he really have first place?
让我们来思想，在我们的生命中，基督是否在我们一切所有的事情上居首位？
You and I cannot pick and choose what he should be supreme over.
我们不能够挑一些我们所想的，就是让基督来居首位。
He must be first in all things in your life and my life.
他必须在我们的生命中是完全的来掌权居首位。
So my dear friends, brothers and sisters, does the Lord Jesus truly have the first place in your lives?
所以我亲爱的朋友、弟兄姐妹们，让我们再想，耶稣基督是否是我们生命中的首位
？May God speak to our hearts.
愿主对我们说话。
Let us bow forward a prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
thank you for giving me the grace to minister your word today.
感谢主赐给我们这个力量来传讲你的信息
Thank you for Preacher Job who is able to interpret the message.
我们感谢主杨传道能够来翻译这个信息
Thank you for all the members and friends who have come for today's worship.
我们也为这一切来到这里的人来感谢主。
And we pray that thou would bless your word and its truth into our hearts and our lives.
求主你借着你的话语祝福我们每一位深入我们的心。
May the Spirit of God accomplish the purpose for which your word is sent today.
求主你的圣灵来照着你的话语成就在我们的生命里面。
And we desire that thou would indeed be supreme in all things.
因为我们心里面都有这样的意愿，这样的渴望，就是让基督来居首位。
Thank you that you are the head of this church.
感谢主，你是教会元首。
And you will protect this church.
你会保守这间教会。
You will bless this church.
你也会祝福这个教会。
And as we submit to your authority,
当我们来顺从你的掌权，
we know that you will pour forth the showers of blessing from above.
我们就知道你会将祝福倾倒在我们身上。
Hear our hearts cry, O God.
主啊，听我们的呼求。
Revive our hearts.
复兴我们的心。
Revive our church.
复兴我们的教会。
Revive this world.
复兴这个世界。
For Jesus' sake and in His name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen. Amen.